Welcome everyone to another awesome episode of Hammered Heroes. I am your sober designated host. Oh, so sad to say that. But I am the random dude, Josh, and joining me tonight for this awesome episode are the newest members of the Undercover Capes podcast network. They are the hosts of the up-and-coming Get the Salt, a Supernatural podcast. Yeah, that's right, a Supernatural podcast. So get ready to get your brothers on, if you know what I mean.
Heyo.
But we've got Haley Marie and Tasha Ray. Ladies, how you
Hey.
doing tonight?
Hey, good. We're doing great.
So good.
Awesome. And if you guys have never listened to this show, it is just like it sounds. Two or three of the hosts are definitely not sober like me.
We're the not sober ones.
We're so not sober right now. Oh my
So
lanta.
to start off, before we get into the show, what are we drinking tonight? What is the drink of choice or
Well,
drinks?
I made a boysenberry lemonade.
Yes, you did.
Handmade
That's
with
delicious.
my own two hands.
You have two hands?
I have two hands.
Oh,
It's my
wonderful.
strong hand. And then mixed with ocean organic vodka. It just looked really pretty, so that's why the hot husband bought it, but it's a orb of just vodka.
Orb of vodka.
Orb of vodka.
It's beautiful and it tastes delicious.
So that would be an orb of absolute goodness and
Well,
deliciousness.
organic goodness, not
We've
absolute,
been
'cause that's a
drinking
different
a
kind of vodka.
plethora of things
We have.
tonight, but right now we are drinking the orb of ocean vodka with her. Yes, it's tasty.
Boysenberry lemonade,
It's
not
lemonade,
vodka.
not vodka. Take that back.
The way you started to say that, it was almost like, would you like some lemonade to go with your vodka?
Yeah,
That's kind
pretty
of how
much.
that's where we're at.
Welcome to our shit show of a life.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love it. Okay, so on with the program tonight. So obviously, super excited. We've got season 15 of Supernatural coming up.
Super
I know
excited for Supernatural.
Yes, all of the things.
both of you are excited for Supernatural, whether it's a rerun or new episode.
Yes.
All of the time. All of the time.
Absolutely. Like, this is my surprise face.
His face was not surprised.
Oh, jeez. Harsh. Well, on that note, have a good night, guys. Just kidding. But to start tonight's shenanigans, because that's really what this show is all about, for those of you who've never listened, we just kind of talk about random shit, about random stuff
From what I've seen
that's
so
alcohol
far,
induced.
I nod my head like people can see me, but I know that they can't. So,
yeah.
I'm nodding in agreement here, people.
We are all about the shenanigans here. So to start off, and I've got one of two questions that I want to ask, and I'm trying to debate which one to go with,
Don't you
because I
throw
want
me
to
a
throw you both
curveball.
for a loop, because I know
Damn
at least
it.
one of you have taken notes.
It's not
The
me. Whatever.
But it's probably me.
I have taken
the
no notes again, and I have my phone out with the Google Pages on it. But I mean, who the fuck are we kidding here? I'm gonna wing it.
Well, the only thing that you should have in your hand is your drink.
Funny thing, Josh. I just took a drink.
Clingy, clangy of my ice. That's how you choked.
Before the show,
I
she
caught it.
decided she wanted to
Saved
breathe her
it.
drink, not drink her drink.
Oh, it was so bad.
The struggle was real, but
My
that's okay.
lung still
She's
hurts,
here.
but it's fine.
She was driving the struggle bus at that point, but I
I
think we
was not
recovered.
driving. That's a DUI.
Oh, my bad. I was
Don't
riding
drink and drive,
passenger.
kids.
Yes,
Don't drink and
disclaimer.
drive.
I was riding passenger on the struggle bus here. Damn it.
You ride in the back so you can hit the real big bumps. That's what you do on the bus.
So, question for you ladies. If you could add one thing to baby. Whether it's a paint job, any weapon, or any sort of upgrade to the car, what would it be and why? For those of you who don't know who Baby is, I'm sorry. Your life is really depressing.
Sucks to be you,
super
bro.
Super sorry.
So I would probably add, well, Sam did it in one episode. And he's Dean's like, really? I told you to take care of her, not douche her up.
The MP3 player.
The MP3 player. Yeah. But it needs to just like be able to plug phones
Bluetooth.
Into it. Yeah, Bluetooth or something.
Yeah.
So, because I don't always like to listen to the radio.
Oh, no, me either. Because my car doesn't have Bluetooth capability to it. But I went down to the Walgreens and I grabbed myself a $12 input.
Plug-in thingy?
That goes in.
I have
like,
the same thingy.
Like what you have. Yeah. And yeah. I can listen to my Bluetooth and all of my podcasts and get the Salt to Supernatural podcast will be on that Bluetooth.
October 5th. But, yeah, that's what me and the kids listen to every single day in the
for
car.
Sure.
Like, I get in, and Killian's like, so can we listen to a podcast? I'm yeah. like, true crime obsessed? Sure.
Absolutely. So, yes, I think we are in unison when we say if we could upgrade Baby in any way, it would not be power windows. It would not be
a paint job.
A paint job. It would not
no,
be.
No, because the black is too damn sexy. The so black the paint, is. No, the paint job would, stays.
And we would leave the like little things like the Lego and the army.
And the
man.
Army guy and all the things that make baby baby.
Yeah.
But we would add Bluetooth so we could listen to the music, the podcasts. We could just plug in Spotify or Pandora and just be like, boom, here we go.
Like, I know they like their classic rock, but sometimes I want to be able to listen to the Dirty Heads or Marilyn Manson, because I could totally, I would crawl Marilyn Manson. Like,
who am I kidding? I would be blaring NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
There we go.
You so would.
I want you back.
Hey, I love my boy band's music.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, I think we agree on this one. Bluetooth.
We do agree on that one. Bluetooth.
Bluetooth capability and baby. That would be it.
And it,
everything.
I would say the consensus is it has to be a Bluetooth thingy.
Yes, it's a thingy. A thingy-bob. A thingamajig.
That's what we called it. Is that what we called it?
A doodad.
You can buy it at Walgreens. That's what we know.
It's the Walgreens.
You can buy it at the Walgreens.
At the Walgreens.
I bought it at the Hot Topical.
So for every person listening to this, if you go to the Walgreens to get a Bluetooth thingy, you need to record it and say, I'm buying this Bluetooth thingy because I heard it about it on Hammered Heroes.
I heard it about it. Are you sure you're not drinking there, Joshua?
Drinking?
Yeah. What?
Joshua.
Me? Drinking? No, I'm drinking water.
Is it clear? Are you sure it's not vodka? Because good vodka does not have a very strong taste.
Guess you'll never know.
Is it filtered vodka? Is it filtered water? Is it Brita water?
it's vodka-flavored water.
Is it bougie
vodka water?
It's vodka water.
Vodka. That wouldn't taste that good.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
We accidentally got vodka waters after the Garth Brooks concert. Comfort. I can't talk right now because of the vodka. We ordered vodka sodas at the bar after the Garth Brooks concert that was fucking amazing. Thank you, Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And they gave us vodka waters, and I almost threw up on the table trying to...
I chugged it like a fucking champ.
I did not.
I was like, just take... It's vodka, and you're going to drink it, because they did not give us well vodka. They gave us good vodka, and it was only $6 for both of them.
And I said, yes, ma'am.
And usually, it's $6 for one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
I was like, drink it. You squish your orange in it and you drink it now.
And I said, yes, ma'am. And I sucked it down and almost threw up on the table. But we finished it. It was
fine.
And
then we left.
And then my feet didn't hurt after that. Because my feet fucking hurt.
That's when you know it's good alcohol, when you don't feel anything.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I slept like a fucking baby after that concert. We also, not supposed to say it. But we had vodka. We had vodka in our bras, and we just threw them in our Bon and Vivs, which is like a really fancy White Claw.
Yeah, we smuggled vodka into the concert, which you're not supposed to do, but we did it anyways because we're put rebels. It in our bras
and nobody fucking caught us.
I feel like that fits in well to the mantra of friends in low places.
Yes.
Yes, he sang that too.
He did.
Oh, and I'm jealous that the two of you got to witness the third verse.
We did. Yes. And I was telling Tasha, he better fucking sing the forgotten verse of this song when he's up on stage. And guess what he sang?
And forgotten we fucking verse. Screamed it at the top of our lungs.
You can that, kiss my yes. ass. Yes.
If people don't know about the third verse, then I weep for your soul.
Dude, I went to Garth Brooks and then my husband bought me Marilyn Manson tickets. And I was...
Yeah.
This has been like the summer of the best concerts ever.
We accidentally went to El King.
Yeah, we... on a whim, we went to El King. Yeah. El King. It was...
That was fun.
Fucking awesome. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. We accidentally went to... we went to a bar for a graduation party and one of our friends came up and was like, hey, we have tickets to El King. Want to go? And we looked at each other and went, yep.
Sorry about your graduation party. We're leaving.
Yeah. So we went to El King and she was great and I saw her tit and it was amazing.
I missed it.
I
missed it. But then Haley sent me one of those like boomerang videos of like what she did to show me what El King did on stage. And I was like, yeah, do it again. Send me another video.
So I saw El King's tit and Tasha saw my tit.
Yeah. Which is, I'm okay with that. I'll trade that anyway.
So that's your way of saying those videos were the tits.
The titties. The
tits. Okay, so moving on. Notice I'm throwing you off here, and I'm about to do it again.
Rude.
If you could have one drink. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. With either Dean or Sam, which brother would you take and which drink would you have?
Dean. Whiskey and beer.
Ew.
That's what Dean drinks.
Dean can have his whiskey and beer. That's fine, but I'm still going to order a fucking vodka or tequila.
But I want to show Dean that I'm cool too, so I'll drink whiskey and beer with him. Because I like whiskey and I like beer.
Yeah, but he's, I mean, no matter what, I mean, if he, as the character... I feel like he would still get down my pants, so...
Yeah.
Because, like, even though I'd be like, I don't know where my pants went, but they're gone. Weird.
I'd be like, hey, Dean, want to sing I'm Too Sexy for my shirt a million times over? And he'd be like, yup, because that's what he does when he's Demon Dean. And everyone boos him off stage, and I would sit there and be like, you are too sexy for your shirt, sir. Please give it to me, and I will lick it clean.
Please take those pants off and get into my bed.
Like, is there a mirror in your pocket? Because I can see myself in your pants.
we love Sam, but we feel like he's too pure to do the dirty things, except for in season, what is it, 4?
When he has no soul.
When he has no soul, but I mean.
I lost my brother to an alien abduction. Was this the years ago? No, it was like a half hour ago. And then he rides that queen until fucking Dean comes home. Literally.
You fight that fairy, Sam.
Nipples? This is going off the rails.
Sam's just too pure. When he has his soul, he's too pure to like get a drink and be dirty with.
And he has his long flowing Vidal Sassoon hair.
Oh my god, he's like Fabio.
He is. And he rescues dogs.
Do I smell a dog in here?
I wouldn't know what having Vidal Sassoon hair is like.
It's okay to be bald. Bald is beautiful.
Bald is beautiful.
It's all right.
As long as you have the beard. Because the
I bald have the beard. Beard.
The two B's.
You definitely have the beard.
The three B's. Bald with a beard is beautiful.
Oh, is that what that is?
The three B's.
Oh,
you're welcome.
I was thinking bald, beard, butt.
I mean, I haven't seen Josh's butt, so I can't really say for sure.
This is true, but we can... Speculate.
We can speculate. Yes. I'd say it's a decent butt.
I would say I think my wife enjoys my butt, so we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
She gave you the squishes? The butt squishes?
All the time.
Butt touches. The butt touches. That's my nickname at Chive Events is butt touches. Because I touch everybody's butts. I can't help it. Like, that's just what I want to do, is I want to grab everybody's butts. I go up to them and I say hello and I touch their butts and they're like, yes, I knew you were going to do that. I'm like, you're welcome.
You're like, you're welcome. I just made your life 10 seconds better.
Yes, you're welcome. Let me hair flip you. You're welcome.
Oh, holy hell.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Don't make me choke on my drink again, Haley.
I'm trying really hard not to.
Oh, all the words tonight. All the words.
Words are hard.
All the words.
I can't people today.
I cannot human.
You know, well, would you rather human or demon?
If I could go inside anybody's body,
ooh. I would. Ooh, tell me more. Yes.
I definitely want to be a demon. Like.
So who would you possess?
Get inside their body.
Oh. Who would you possess? That's a great question. I want to know your
answer. I feel bad for Haley because she had all these notes prepared and I have asked nothing
they're just,
about
do you
notes.
Want to hear how I feel about this? That's how I feel about that right now. Like,
my cat just ran across the bed.
That's how I feel about my notes right now. I keep looking at my notes like, here we go. He's going to ask me something that I've researched and none of the words come out of your mouth. So
I think, honestly, there honestly, it goes. Like 100% for realsies.
Yes.
All I would things. Want to inhabit Haley's body so I could stare myself naked and be like,
you want Geez. To? It's, we talked about this earlier today.
Do you want a mint? I would take a mint.
A
I
mint?
Would put a, yeah.
Does my breath stink? Why am I taking a mint?
The meme you shared, Haley. The meme.
Oh! Okay.
So Haley shared a meme about a demon inhabiting her body.
I did.
And it was like, ow, why does this hurt? I don't know. Well, here's a mint. Okay, thanks.
Yes,
I
did.
I would take the mint.
Hold, please. Keep talking. I'll find the meme so we can hear it verbatim.
Goodness.
I'm doing my research.
Also, I would probably inhabit. Twitter.
And in fact, I've got it pulled up and I can read
see,
it right now.
It is
now.
On Twitter. Josh, yes. Read Josh it to us. It. Read us.
Demon tries to inhabit my body. The demon says, ouch. Me. Yeah. Demon. What the hell? Me. I know. Demon. Everything hurts. Why? What's wrong with this shoulder? I don't know, man. Can I offer you a mint?
Exactly. That's it. That's
exactly.
The one.
Exactly.
That's the one.
I would take the mint.
You would take the mint and I just be in mint. My body?
Yes. I've been in your body before.
You have been in my body.
I'll take it again.
That was great.
Okay.
Wow. Was not ready for that. That.
Sorry, not
that would
sorry.
Give anyone the tingles.
I mean, it puts a whole new perspective on when I call her my wife.
Yeah.
So we do joke. And we call each other wife, but we also call our husbands other husband.
Yes.
Or second husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And we've already told our husbands that when they die, we're getting married and we're going to live off of their death benefits.
Yeah.
So.
And we told our children that too. And everyone's okay with it.
Yeah. They.
Well, Haley, I haven't met your husband yet.
True.
Tasha, I've met yours.
Yes.
I'm even okay with it. And I'm not married to either one of you.
It's like, I'm using air quotations right now. It's a joke that our husbands tell, but deep down they know it's true.
The rabbit ears.
Yes, the rabbit ears is coming out right now, but they know it's true. It's going to happen.
Little do they know it'll be in the air quotation in the will.
Yeah. Right? It's like my quote unquote people skills are a little rusty.
You can hear the air quotations in that one.
Yes.
My people skills are a little rusty.
So Tasha would possess Haley's body. Haley?
As much as I love you and I love your answer, I would totally want to possess a man.
I was thinking about that too. I think I want to possess a man too.
Because I want to be that baby elephant that slaps his trunk around on his face. I really want to be that baby elephant and just helicopter the fuck around the house all day long just to see what it does. Am I a grower? Am I a shower? I don't know. I just want to slap it on my legs. Like, that's my goal in life. I just want to be a baby elephant.
So... You got to have quite the hip action and coordination to helicopter.
I have hip
action. Speaking from experience.
I mean, I've seen my husband do it. And if he can do it, I'm sure should know that I can do it.
So. Husband was a boy bander.
Oh, he was. Yeah. My husband used to be in a like pop and lock dance crew.
He's going to hate me for bringing that up because he will not dance for me.
He doesn't. Unless I get him drunk, he will not dance for anyone.
Nope.
For anyone.
Guess I'm taking a road trip to Boise.
We'll get Greg drunk together.
Yes.
It's very rare that he'll get drunk, but if I can like push the drinks at him, be like, babe, I will get naked for you and walk around the room and like helicopter my titties for you. Get drunk.
Oh, that would hurt. Helicoptering titties.
I will try my hardest. It will probably not turn out very well and it'll look really awful, but I'll try for him.
Yes. But yes, I would inhabit the first male I came across as long as it was like not a child.
I think I would want to inhabit.
Because that'd be awkward.
That would be awkward.
I think I would want to inhabit like Mark Shepard because he's the king of hell in Supernatural.
He inhabited a rat at one point.
But then he inhabited a female.
He did, and he had fun. He had so hosted much fun. An orgy in their basement when he was inhabiting that woman. When he was
a female.
Yes. Yes.
I would want to inhabit Mark Shepard.
Mm.
Call me Mark Shepard.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Now, would that work considering both of you have the anti-possession tattoos?
Yes.
Are you still able to do that?
We can or possess. Be we possessed? Just can't be possessed. We can just, possess. We just can't be possessed.
Mine doesn't work. I tried it as an anti-possession sigil, and it does not work. I got pregnant, and it was a demon child. He's great. He's great now, but he was not great inside my body. And he was almost 10 pounds when I pushed him out.
He was a tiny little parasite.
It was fucking awful.
He was a tiny little parasite.
He was a parasite. Yes. Hashtag making a parasite.
Hashtag.
I was going to say, was?
Oh, he's not a parasite anymore because he's not living off of her body.
No, he's not breastfeeding anymore, so it's great. But it was pretty rough that first year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of things that you went through.
Being a woman sucks sometimes.
Yeah, but so the anti-possession sigil doesn't work. She was possessed.
Only in the show does it work. We tried it in real life.
Although I have not been possessed.
Not good birth control for the demons.
I guess we'll see what happens when I become a surrogate. If I become a surrogate. After this podcast, I'm sure people are going to be like, no!
I don't want her to have my baby.
You cannot carry my babies.
We'll put
no, stones. Really, she would be a good candidate. She's amazing.
We'll put stones on your belly and dance naked under the full moon.
I would do those things. They got to be okay with that. This baby's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so spiritually enlightened.
You want a problem, child? Here it comes.
So... kind of running along the lines of the tattoo aspect. I'm going to stick to the supernatural theme because that's what your show's about and I want to keep it as such.
Okay, for sure.
If you could get a tattoo with the brothers, what would it be?
With them?
With them?
Yeah, so obviously a tattoo they don't have. So it'd be a matching tattoo that you would get with them.
I would want to get the bitch and jerk.
Bitch and jerk. That's a good one.
Yeah. I would want to get the bitch and jerk tattooed with them.
Yeah.
Because Dean calls Sam a bitch and Sam calls Dean a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
in the first episode, which I have now seen.
Yes. And it filters through all of the episodes. It kind of dies out, though, after season 3.
It does. It kind of dies out. And I'm really sad. But I do have a ring that says jerk on it from Jessica Siemens. She bought us matching rings and hers says bitch and mine says jerk.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
I don't know where it's at. Oh. I think it's in one of the boxes in my garage.
Jessica, if you're listening, she knows exactly where that ring is at.
I know where it's at. I'm sorry. I love you.
I think that if I could choose a tattoo to get with them, because I love babies so much and that is like my all-time favorite dream fucking car that I can't find. Well, I can, but way too much work for me.
There's none with the four doors. It's only the four doors.
The only four door that we have found, because my husband is looking for me as well, because I really want this fucking car, is on eBay. and it needs a lot of work, and I'm not like mechanically inclined enough to be able to fix it up. But I have a shirt that says, because I am also a Harry Potter nerd, like the biggest of all the people that I know, says, my Patronus is a 67 Chevy Impala, and it has just very delicate outlinings of baby. And if I were to have a tattoo with the boys and my wife, I would want to have those super delicate lines of baby that is on that shirt that I have.
That or the license plate numbers.
Yes. CNK.
KAZ2Y5. I Googled it.
CNK.
Yes, CNK80Q3 as well. Yeah,
that's another.
But the KAZ2Y5 is the one that's on our fucking page, Haley.
That's true.
Get with the times. Oh, sorry, Jesus.
She done Googled that, and Google knows everything. Because Google don't get drunk.
The Google. The Google.
I get drunk.
I get drunk. Cheers.
I love you.
That was actually a very tender moment. I approve.
We tried.
Very, very much approve.
Oh, hey, we can buy them on Amazon, by the way.
So
buy them on the and at the Walmart. We can buy Walmart. Them. We can buy them at the Walmart. Online.
Because we're going to refer to everything as the and then name. So like the Target, the Walmart, the Walgreens to get the Bluetooth thingy.
That's yes, exactly that's, how it works.
That's how we talk.
Welcome to the Idaho.
Well, you know, the Idaho and the Utah are not that far apart from each other and kind of similar to a degree.
We have stronger alcohol.
Yes, we do.
God damn it.
Look at Utah.
Thank you for the cruel reminder of the Utah.
What are you reaching for?
The ice. So the airport in Salt Lake also has, are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
$11 mimosas. What? And do you want to know how they make their mimosas?
Yes.
The exact opposite of how I make my mimosas.
Is it like 90%?
All of the orange juice. Champagne. That's the exact opposite of how I make my mimosas. And it was $11. I paid $11 for a glass of fucking orange juice.
Yeah.
That's just called karma for coming to Salt Lake and not telling me.
Well, that was 3 years ago when I was on my 3 hour
water in
I
know glass.
I'm aware of what's happening. That was my 3 hour layover, and I did get a hold of you because I asked how close you were to the airport to come and have lunch.
Oh, that's right.
Me. Yeah, that's when
you're right. I'm wrong.
Yep. I told you.
Moving along.
Okay, ducky. Yep.
So since Supernatural has kind of faded out the bitch and jerk line, do you think it would be the best way to end the series by them signing off with that?
Oh, that would be very nostalgic.
That would be nostalgic.
With an N.
Nostalgic. Excuse me, vodka's getting to my brain.
That would be very nostalgic for us diehards.
I would probably cry if they said that and then like they died or something.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to cry on the series finale.
I know.
Series finale. It's I'm going to cry end. No matter what happens. So it's going
to
be very
scary. Just make sure to have plenty of booze that night. You're going to need it.
Oh, we're going to be sitting together when it happens.
We're definitely watching it together.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be real rough. Real rough.
Real rough.
Well, I've been watching the show since I was a teenager. Like, it came out when I was a teenager. It's been on for almost 15 years. I mean, I remember watching it in... Whoa. She poured her drink real fast, and it made my heart stop for a second. I started watching the show in a trailer park at my friend Erin's house.
It's a beautiful story.
Trailer trash here, excuse me.
Garden City?
No.
Oh.
It was right behind the Zurchers on Milwaukee and Fairview.
Boise.
Ooh. Yeah.
In the Boise.
In the Boise.
In the Boise.
Okay. I would walk across the street from Fairview. I would jump next to the fucking Burger King, and I would walk back into her neighborhood. And then they put roadblocks up in like 5 years. But I would walk over to her house once a week, and I would watch Supernatural with her, and we'd make popcorn, and we would tell everyone anytime someone would walk through the door or try to walk through her living room, we'd be like, "Shut up, Supernatural's on." And it was our one bonding time. Shout out to fucking Aaron Woods.
Thanks, Aaron Woods.
She's my bro, man. I love her. Yeah. But she's the one who introduced me to the whole thing, and I appreciate that because it stemmed an entire lifelong obsession.
It got so sentimental. I feel like I'm going to cry.
And then that's how Haley and I bonded.
This is very true.
Was we met each other at a charity event for the Chive Charities, mm-hmm. and then we met again at Barbacoa at another Chive charity event.
That was the calendar release.
The calendar release, because Haley and I were in a calendar together.
Yes, we were.
I was covered in blood. She was in chaps and had a gun.
They're chaps. Just so we're aware. Chaps.
I was not a horse girl. You're a horse girl. But
horse with an S and an E at the end, not just the E. Just so that we're all aware.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
But we started bonding over us both being obsessed with Supernatural, and then it just kind of grew from there, and we became best friends since then, and it's
truly because of the show.
It
like,
really is.
That was the one thing that we bonded over, and it was a beautiful thing.
It was. And now we both have matching tattoos, and we are best friends for over 5 years now, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. Wouldn't trade it for the world.
And now you're going to be co-hosts.
Now
as
we
well.
Made a fucking podcast together. Like, how cool is that?
That's what we did. We're amazing.
It's touching.
We're just the best
ever.
We're just
fucking cool.
I feel like this is that point when, like, the Full House, like, violin music comes in.
My mom thinks I'm cool. My mom thinks we're cool.
She does?
She does.
Aww.
She loves you.
Bless her heart.
Rude.
No, not in the nose up turned fucking southern way. Like, actually, bless her heart.
Okay,
I do.
Good.
I do love your mom.
Good, because my mom loves you.
That
would be really weird if you didn't feel the same.
Okay, mom, if you listen to this podcast, please don't judge me right now, but I forgot your name the like 18 times that I walked into your house, so I just started calling you mom, and I figured she wouldn't care, so.
Her name is Annette.
I know it now,
Annette.
But.
Annette.
I know her name is Annette now, but the first like 18 times I saw her, I was like, I can't fucking remember her name.
Like,
hey,
the thing
mom.
You go fishing with, Annette.
I know what her name is now, but yeah, nope, I couldn't remember her name for like.
It's okay, I couldn't remember your mom's name either.
It's so. Fine.
It's mom.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's mom.
Mom.
Yeah.
It's mom.
Just
when,
mom.
Yeah. When my kids' friends forget my name and they call me mom, I'll be like, oh. In the back of my head, I'll be like, little fuckers. Forgot my name. They forgot my fucking name.
That's why it's TT at my house.
Uh-huh.
It's not Auntie Haley, it's TT.
Yeah, because everyone forgets my fucking name. But I love it anyways.
I love how you're like, oh, call me mom. What fuckers.
Forgot my fucking name.
Just call me mom. It's fine. You don't need to know my name. Just call me mom.
Just know that if you call me mom, you're subject to any ass whipping I decide to give you for being a little shit.
100%.
Yes.
100.
Yep.
Because
yep.
I am all about raising kids and not giving them participation ribbons.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Welcome to my house.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That is we what also happens. Don't do the sports, so we don't do any toips.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it?
Any types of ribbons. Oh. We don't fucking do it. You do it.
Oh, no. So we sports. So,
I don't fucking sports. I don't sports.
My family sports. Her family doesn't sports.
I don't know the sports. I don't do this. I did volleyball in ninth grade, and that's about it. It.
See, I did the sports. I ran track. That lasted for a hot minute while I was on trying to do the high jump, and I ended up rolling my ankle. That kind of ended that one. But then I swam competitively for like 18 years.
That makes sense for the bod. You got the swimmer's bod.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Now I'm not as lanky as I
hairy?
Used to be. I'm more of a buoy.
No, you're not.
Are you hairy?
Yes.
Like,
although, under your shirt? Not during competition.
Because you shave it.
Yes.
Okay. Makes you more aerodynamic.
It does. Aquadynamic.
I enjoyed it because I could take my frustration out on the water, and the water won't press charges like assault and battery, like people.
This is true.
That's how I spiked a fucking volleyball into a girl's face and gave her a bloody nose.
What did I do for anger release?
She couldn't do anything because it was part of the game. I sat the rest of the game out, but the bitch had a bloody nose, so she could fucking suck it.
You should play hockey.
I don't want to lose my teeth.
I don't want to lose my fingers. I have this really irrational fear that I'm going to fall down on the ice. And even though I have learned how to fall down with your knuckles tucked or your fingers tucked in like this for roller derby, I have this irrational fear. I'm saying irrational one more time because it is super fucking irrational that I fall down like this with my fingers spread out and someone skates across them and my fingers are gone. That is my fear. That is my fear. One more time, it's irrational, but that is my fear.
I hate it. That's so irrational. You may need a drink after that.
Oh, I'm drinking. Here we go. Oh, my God.
But see, with hockey, though, you've got the big-ass gloves, so... That's a lot of material. Trust me. Having played ice hockey, it's a big-ass glove. Unless you go palm up and they jump on your hand, yeah, then you're fucked.
I don't want to go to there. I don't want to go to there.
That would be like when I fell.
The beauty with hockey is if...
Hard pass. And then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to hard pass it again. No thanks.
Go to Nopesville and turn around and no thank you town.
Yep.
But the beauty of hockey is... If someone pisses you off, you beat the shit out of them and then go sit in the penalty box for 5 minutes and game continues on.
That's why I loved roller derby.
So here's the thing. I found out that I used to be a fighter when I was younger. Like, I remember I broke a girl's jaw once when I was younger. She stiffed me on a very lucrative deal that involved some booger sugar. But...
Mormon is not going to know what you're talking about.
Mormon boy is not going to know, but
we love you.
You're right. I don't.
We love you.
That was a long time ago. Listeners might know. That was a long time ago. And then working with Haley at the bar, I realized I'm not a fighter anymore. So
like, disclaimer. We used to bartend together. Yeah. So continue with your story.
So hockey might not be my sport. We had some pretty... nasty people who came into the bar who got in a fight. These two girls like cat fought.
They were making out an hour before this cat fight broke out.
And then somebody said something about paying for the other girl's food stamps and then called her trailer trash. And she fucking went nuts and attacked the other girl. Well, I had the taser. It's this little pink cell phone taser that the bar had. It was not charged. And so everybody's like, fucking taser. So I went to taser and it did nothing. And I tried to do it again, and her boyfriend slapped the taser out of my hand, and I just looked at him like, well, fuck, I tried, whatever. Haley, come get her. I'm like, please,
I'm on my way.
And Haley grabbed her and like fucking threw her in a chair outside because the girl tried to grab Haley's hair, and Haley just like grabbed her and like fucking didn't beat the shit out of her, but like manhandled her.
I turned her into a 12-year-old girl. That's what happened. I fucking grabbed her. Oh.
But I realized I'm not a fighter anymore. I talk mad shit. I can talk mad shit. So I can like get in the fight and like start the fight and start going at it and like talk the shit to like get the fight going. And then I'm like, Haley, get him.
Sick him. I say, okay. And I go. And I'm so angry at that person for making me be that ugly person that has to get physical. But I will get physical. I'm just kidding. I will not. I'm sorry. I'm a great person. Let's keep talking about Supernatural.
You know, that would be something I could see both of you as like a tag team in a pro wrestling ring.
That's exactly how it happens.
You'd both be cutting a promo. Tasha would be talking all the shit. And then right as they get up into Tasha's face, boom, Haley comes in with the chair.
Yep, yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's how it happens.
Pretty much.
That's our friendship. That's our relationship. That's how it happens.
The only difference, there'd be no kayfabe involved.
And her name is Haley.
that would make wrestling so much better now.
I miss Xena. Do you remember Xena?
I've met her.
Warrior Princess.
Yes.
She was such a princess. I loved her.
I want to meet her. I'm jealous.
She was super nice.
She's
so pause. I need to pee real bad.
Okay.
They don't know that they're in a C word. And we're not going to tell them about anything. They are pure and innocent and good. And we're going to keep it that way.
After that short little break, we are back. Because, what, you think we can sit here and talk for an hour and not have to go?
We have mom stuff? Bladders. We have mom bladders. Let's be honest here.
We're humans too. We can't just take this into the bathroom because none of y'all want to hear this shit.
If you do, it's weird. Hear this shit, but I'm bumps. We didn't take a shit, I promise.
We did not. We did not do the things. Not those things.
No, no. In fact, you know, that's... We don't want to have a repeat of the last episode of Hammered Heroes. Cause... No,
the queefing.
And the pooping. And now the pooping. The poop talk.
There was a lot of poop talk. But it's fine. There were a lot of boys on that one.
Yeah.
That is kind of a boy thing to do, to kind of...
Talk about poop. I have three boys. I have three boy children, and they do nothing but talk about poop. It's ridiculous. You boys and your poop talk.
It's either farts, shits. I mean, one leads to the other, so, you know.
Dude. For real,
it happens
so much.
Boys are gross.
So, boys are gross. Now, since October, big month.
Yes.
We've got Supernatural coming out, but we've got a lot of other stuff coming out.
Yes.
What are you both excited for coming this October?
Two things. Three things.
This is that moment when Haley goes, shit, I think it's on my notes that I wrote down and then ripped.
Ripped my notes. It's fine.
You first.
One thing that I'm super excited for is October 5th, because what is October 5th, Tasha?
It's our podcast debut.
It's the debut of our Get the Salt, a Supernatural podcast.
Yes.
Super excited. Super. Second thing I'm excited
also
for.
Also, the same night Joker comes out.
Yes. Ooh. Is that the one with Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin. I'm drunk. Don't judge me.
Sorry, the Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
Correction.
The Joaquin Phoenix.
It actually comes out October 4th, but still close enough.
Yes.
Number two, I'm excited for October 11th, which is.
You mean October 15th?
No, is it my son's birthday? October 11th.
Just go. I'm drunk.
It's
you tell me.
Season 15.
Yes.
It was Supernatural.
I was going to say that, but I was too drunk and not sure of myself. So I was
The third thing I am excited for this October is October 31st.
Fucking Halloween.
Halloween / my 1-year wedding anniversary.
I know. I'm so excited for you.
I got married on Halloween.
So does that mean you could go door to door and say, trick or treat, it's my wedding anniversary. Give me candy, bitches.
Give me all your fucking candy.
No, that means you will find me in a fucking cemetery somewhere with all of this audio waiting for some spirit to come and haunt me.
That's very true. We should go to Dry Creek Cemetery because that's where my dad and my husband's dad are buried.
Yeah, let's go to there. Or we can go to... the one on the hill in Caldwell.
Or there's the one on Emerald.
There's so many haunted places
so
in Idaho.
Places.
Let's go to the penitentiary.
Yes.
Well, that's a given because you called it the penitentiary.
It's the penitentiary.
It's the penitentiary. It's we could go to there and we could set up our shit and we can be like, come and find us. It's my anniversary.
Can we Zach Baggins it? Get me, bro.
No, we can't Zach Baggins it because Zach Baggins decided to get up on the fucking hillside where they used to look down into the courtyard where they would hang people, and he'd be like, "Oh yeah, bro, bet you there's a lot of fucking, I bet you there's a lot of fucking rattlesnakes up here, bro. Oh my god, there's one, there's one, there's one, surrounded by fucking rattlesnakes on the hill."
Oh my god.
In Boise, Idaho, in August.
By the way, Boise does not look like any way that anybody has ever depicted it.
We are full.
We're full.
No. No, Zach Baggins made a douche out of himself and surrounded himself in sagebrush and hot desert where rattlesnakes love to live on camera. And I laughed my ass off the entire time. I really did. Anyways, Idaho is haunted. We love it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for the podcast.
I don't see how that's appealing.
It was hilarious because I called it. I was like, yes, go up on that hill, Zach Baggins. Yes, please go up on that hill, Zach Baggins. You're going to get yourself surrounded by rattlesnakes. And what did he do? Oh, look, a rattlesnake, a rattlesnake, a rattlesnake all around him. And he screamed like a Catholic schoolgirl.
I feel like the way you started that off, it's almost like if Lord of the Rings and Jackass converged.
Zach Baggins!
Hey, I'm Zach Baggins. Welcome to Jackass. This is a rattlesnake pit.
It's so
that's
perfect,
how he is. Have you seen some of his haunted artifact episodes where, what is it, the one where he looks at the doll in the face? We just watched it with our kids.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just feel so mad right now.
And he gets super aggro, but it's,
I could punch a wall. Like, you need to sit down and calm down.
Take a chair. Take a seat.
Take a seat.
All of the seats.
Sit down on the seat and chill the fuck out.
Not my fucking problem.
Not my chair. Not my problem.
Chill out.
Zombieland also comes out in October.
Zombieland 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited for that.
And I'm excited to see Woody Harrelson lose his shit over some goddamn Twinkies.
Yes.
I really hope he finds a Twinkie in this one.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
It was very sad to see him pull the buckshot out of the last Twinkie.
But didn't Emma Stone's character like throw him a Twinkie at the very end of the movie?
Oh, did she?
I don't remember.
But I think if he finds a truck. Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Speculation.
God
ready?
Damn snowballs. Yes, please.
Here is the speculation. So they're going along the road. He finds another broken down Hostess truck. He opens it up. It is full of boxes of Twinkies. However, the Twinkie boxes are empty.
Oh.
That would break my heart for him.
That would hurt.
But that's it, like halfway of the movie. So knowing his character, he's going to lose his shit, probably blow up the damn truck.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that scene in itself, I mean, you saw how he lost his shit over the snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
So to have that happen, oh, it'd be great. But then him come across, like, a 12-pack box of Twinkies.
Yes. Just a tiny little one.
I am also looking forward to three things. Our podcast debut.
Yes.
I'm not saying dates. Our podcast debut, Supernatural Season 15.
Yes.
I'm excited and I'm like sad at the same time. Like, they want to go out with a bang, so I understand going out on 15, so that way they're still relevant. But, and then October 31st, I am also decorating in September, so that way I have two full months of my decoration.
For Halloween?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just like I did last year. My whole house is decorated for Halloween in September by September 5th.
So I try to...
I'm sorry. I don't see the problem here.
No, none.
Well, I don't either, but most people are like, that's too early. I got a letter from my HOA last year.
I love this. I love it.
Because I decorated for Halloween too early, is what they told me. They can suck my dick. But
I shop for my home decor at Spirit Halloween.
I know you still have your tablecloth.
Yes,
that's
I do.
Skulls on it. Yes. That you put throughout the entire year.
Yes.
100%. I'm going to go and do the things as well. I'm going to buy those.
They
things.
Have an even bigger Hocus Pocus.
They do. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And Michael's already has their Halloween section displayed.
Oh, I haven't been there yet. I haven't been to the Michael's yet.
See, that's the only only holiday that I think it's okay to start selling stuff for early. Mm-hmm. Every so other underrated. Holiday, you need to, they need to chill the fuck out.
Well, and my husband is a very big Christmas person, and I think Christmas is stupid. But he loves...
For another podcast, Tasha, wait.
He likes the whole Christmas thing. I don't. But he loves to decorate for Christmas, and I like to decorate for Halloween. And so my Halloween decorations morph into Christmas decorations because it's the nightmare
before Christmas. My Christmas tree was decorated in not last year. Oh, man.
We drank all the vodka.
You took all the vodka. My tree last year was a Hufflepuff inspired tree. So we had a black and gold tree. My tree before was Gryffindor inspired. So it was red and gold. It was great.
I don't Harry Potter.
So. I Harry Potter. I have the floating candles above my tree and everything.
I mean, I call my vagina Harry Twatter, but I don't Harry
it's
Potter.
It's your cupcake. It's your cupcake.
I do. It's my cupcake, but I also call it Harry Twatter because I have a stretch mark in the shape of a fucking lightning bolt, okay?
Lightning. Thank you. Lightning.
Thank you. The lightning bolt. Thank you to my children.
That brings a whole new meaning to the term greased lightning.
Go grease lightning, you're burning up a quarter mile.
Grease lightning, go grease lightning,
go grease lightning. I don't remember the words. You are supreme, uh-huh, the chicks will scream, uh-huh, for grease lightning. Go, 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 go. Oh, editing board, please cut that out.
Oh, no. Takes. No, I have no doubt the audio guy is going to keep that in there.
The audio guy.
Yeah, the audio guy.
That's you.
He, no, definitely not me.
That guy is a stickler for keeping everything.
Just remember, the audio guy is a royal douche canoe.
Yes, I remember that.
Me, not so much.
No, you were not.
But that audio guy can suck it.
That audio guy, though.
That audio guy, though.
New audio guy, who dis?
Okay, moving on. What other questions do you have for us, Josh?
So
the Josh.
Shit. I had it. I had the question.
That's so strong.
And then it just went poof. maybe there is something in this water. I don't know.
There's something in our water. It's called vodka.
There was vodka. Oh, now the rest empty. Is in Tasha's glass.
She gone.
It's so empty. That was.
I think you should keep that glass just because.
It's pretty, huh?
I think I'm going to keep it just because it was our first Hammered Heroes.
It's a memento of your debut. Oh, too bad listeners couldn't see that. It was a tender moment. It really was great. I loved it, actually. So, well, on that, let's see. I can't even fucking remember.
No?
It's like I've been drinking.
What are you trying to remember? Can I help you?
That's the thing. I don't know. I think I just need a drink and a nap.
We're at an hour after our cut.
I know. I saw that. I was like, holy shit. Well, let's do this. And I'm making notes of the time on my end. I think part of it's just I've got a really tired brain now. Okay, so 3, 2, 1. Okay, so to wrap up this amazing episode, because this has been fun. What is one thing going into season 15 that you would like to see happen that hasn't happened previously? So if you got to write one episode each, what is something you would put in that episode that hasn't been done previous?
I have an idea. Do you have an idea?
I have an idea, but you go first.
Okay. So I can't remember what season it was, but do you remember the Chicago episode with the black kid that lost his fiance?
Yes.
And there was 100% open at the end of the show
for a follow-up.
It was like Monster Mafia the entire fucking time.
Yeah.
And they left the show open for so much more content. Yeah. So much. I would love to see him return. I would love to see him like...
That'd be a good one.
I would love to see him come back and be like, yeah, I got shit handled in Chicago and the mafia is all under... Oh, it's great. Hang on. You talk.
Honestly,
I'm going to figure out
what
season it is.
I want to see Sam or Dean punch Chuck in the fucking dick.
Yeah, fuck Chuck.
Fuck Chuck. I want to see them just like beat the shit out of God. And as ridiculous as it sounds, but like for real, I really do. I want to see
Chuck.
Fuck Chuck. Like hashtag fuck Chuck. I want them to overcome him. Like it's probably more than likely never going to happen, and it's going to end up with them dying at some point. But I do.
Do you think that's how they're going to end it?
I really do think that.
You think they're
going to
die?
I think they're going to die, and I think they're going to like clink beers in heaven or something. Like
in fucking.
But I just want to see Dean or
Ellen's
Sam punch.
Ellen's bar.
I want to see Sam or Dean punch Chuck in the dick. Like,
Ellen's bar.
You.
Who is the guy with the mullet?
Ash.
In his heaven.
I was just following the guy who plays Ash on Twitter, and he was talking about pineapple pizza the other day.
Because pineapple is good on pizza.
And then he was like, I ordered pizza. Who else ordered pizza? I'm like, I did, bitch. I did. I ordered pizza. And I got pineapple and bacon.
So
pineapple on pizza
with barbecue sauce because the marinara is fucking gross.
It's called a Tongan.
It was a Hawaiian. It was like some sort of Hawaiian supreme.
If you order the Tongan at one of our local pizzerias called Garbanzo's,
the one that's right down the street from my house.
Yep, it is barbecue sauce and cheese and Canadian bacon, which is ham, and pineapple, but it's barbecue sauce and it makes it so much better. Okay, so the Chicago episode. Still can't find it.
I really feel like they should have done more with the Chicago episode. It's just like Adam. They just fucking dropped it. They forgot about it.
Season 5. It's season 5, episode 21. It was before.
That's my cat meowing at the door.
Before Castiel. Before all of the biblical shit that happens, it is the Chicago episode is amazing because it leaves so much more open to what happens. I would love to see that storyline come back. I really would.
It's not going to, though.
I know it's not, but I would love to see it come back.
I see Adam coming back in season 15 for some reason, even though he's been completely forgotten about and... Nobody fucking cares about Adam.
Who's Adam? wait, who?
The long-lost brother that Sam and Dean have a half-brother named Adam because their father went and slept with a woman and got her pregnant. And then once a year would go back and take him to a baseball game.
He was a ghoul.
And he ended up being a ghoul who actually ate their brother.
Yeah, and then they locked him in hell and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they locked
things
him
happened.
Hell.
Everyone forgets about him. He's not that important.
Maybe the brothers will have a half-sister. That's she manages a fruit stand, and her name is Eve.
Ooh.
Doubtful.
No.
Doubtful.
We've had an Eve issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She made the...
Dragons?
No, they were the something of starships.
Jefferson Starships. Oh, she was a bitch. She was a royal bitch. They already killed her. She's gone.
They already killed Eve.
Eve is dead. Okay.
Eve is gone. She's a cunt.
She's an asshole. That's just, she's the asshole. The asshole.
No, she is the ankle.
Oh, the ankle. Yes. Yes. We will let people wonder what that is and save that for another episode.
Yes.
So, lightning round, last question.
Okay.
Because you thought the last question was the last question. It's really not the last question. This
Fuck.
Is the last question.
Fuck. Okay, go. Okay, go. I'm ready.
All right. What house would Sam and Dean be sorted into? Ready, set, go.
Slytherin. Oh, Slytherin for Dean. And I think Hufflepuff for Sam.
See, yeah, I would say Hufflepuff for Sam. And...
Oh, no, I lied. Ravenclaw for Sam.
Yep. I would Ravenclaw. Agree.
I don't fucking Harry Potter, but I would say Slytherin for Dean as well.
Slytherin or Gryffindor.
But I would say Gryffindor for Sam.
You wouldn't. Say Ravenclaw for Sam.
Ravenclaw?
Yeah, say that. Say it sure. With conviction.
I would say
conviction.
Say it.
I would say Ravenclaw for Sam.
Yeah, there you go. You mean it.
I don't fucking Harry Potter.
It's fine. That's why you have me. Okay. No, I would say either Slytherin or Gryffindor for Dean because it's Dean. Because
he's like Harry Potter. He could go either way.
He swings both ways.
He goes both ways.
Both sides of the base. But no, he has those evil moments. He has those fuck everyone, I am Dean Winchester moments like a Slytherin would. But then he also is like, this is my family. I have courage for my family. This is a Gryffindor side of him.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think Sam is Ravenclaw.
I've never read the books. I've seen the movies once, maybe. Sam, I don't know. I watched them with my kids, so I can't really say. I don't fucking Harry Potter. But from what I've seen.
Harry Potter.
You've read the books like 90 billion times.
Yeah. And I 100% put Sam in Ravenclaw. He was a fucking law student for Chuck's sake.
Okay, that's true.
He's Ravenclaw. He's
Did
Ravenclaw.
You just say for Chuck's sake?
Yes.
Oh, Chuck.
Yes.
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck. Yes. You just keep watching Supernatural, Josh. It'll be okay. You'll understand at one
point. I'll get there. I'm getting there one episode at a time.
You'll get there.
When Gabriel says it, you'll be like, that's what she meant. Big bag of dicks.
Mm-hmm. Big old bag of dicks.
A big bag of dicks.
Yep. It has meaning. If people are confused, sorry.
All the more reason to watch your show coming out October 5th.
Yes.
Yes. We will not be drunk when we podcast. Or will we? I'm not sure yet.
The choice is yours.
We'll see.
People. It's like a choose your own adventure book. Only better.
I love those books. Those were so much fun. I'm sorry. I'm drunk.
You know, they have a show like that called Black Mirror on Netflix.
I heard Black Mirror was like that. What's that one?
Black Mirror's fucked up. I've seen all of the seasons except for the new.
No, like, I've heard. It's like Twilight Zone. That's what I've heard it's like.
It's way more dark and way more gross.
Is it?
There's one episode that made me cry, and it involved a little girl.
The very first episode. I remember you telling me about that.
No, not the
You're
very
side-eyeing person. Me. Are you okay?
I'm drunk. Black Mirror's fucked up. You should watch that too.
I'm gonna do that.
It's dark and dirty.
I will watch it after I've watched Supernatural because apparently some hosts have told me that my friendship is based on I better watch that damn show.
Yeah, it was us. I mean, it was us.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
It was us, but still, was it us?
Oh, well, ladies, this has been a phenomenal night. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you have also had fun with this. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thoroughly enjoyed.
Thoroughly.
Enjoyed thoroughly.
Inside and outside of it, thoroughly enjoyed.
Tasha's already, I can tell just from sitting here, I can tell she's enjoyed it because she's side-eyeing everyone, including me.
Don't judge me.
No judgment.
It's not judgment. It's just stating a fact.
Yeah, but you told me to get drunk for this. So
it's your fault, Josh.
I did. I got drunk.
I blame this all on the Hammered Heroes.
I yes. do, too. Thank you, Hammered Heroes, for having us drunk.
Thank you.
So much fun. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Make sure to stay tuned. October 5th, get the Salt of Supernatural. Supernatural.
Natural.
Are we Moira from Schitt's Creek?
Moth.
Supernatural.
Supernatural. Get the Salt a Supernatural podcast. October 5th. Make sure to stay tuned to undercovercapes.com for all of your other favorite shows, including Flipside Focus, Definitive Crusade, K-Pop Cosmos, everything else. And we will catch you all later.
Bye.
You have just listened to an episode of Hammered Heroes. Please visit our website, onthecovercapes.com, to listen to the rest of the amazing UCPN family. Also visit comiccrusaders.com for the latest and greatest in all things comic pop culture. And also be on the lookout for Year of the Geek. Stay tuned only on geekerymagazine.com.